And good evening, everyone. Calling our meeting of the Kappa Committee together. This is a special meeting. It's January 20, 2026. And we have present in the room David Coles from Board of Selectmen. We have Danae in your last name,
Johnson.
Johnston, who is also from Board of Ed. We have Melissa Whelan, member at large, Ross Lally, myself, another member at large and chair. We have Rodney Fournier, first selectman, and our town administrator, Jim Rupert, David Caruso, superintendent of schools. And online, let's see who else, Jill Collins, our CFO, and we also have Mary Johnson, our board clerk. And then we've got a bunch of other people. Oh, Benjamin Davies, I forgot you, Board of Ed, our other member. And then we have a few other folks out in the audience who are going to be either doing public participation or helping as we get into discussion of some points. So I will start off with public participation, which is number two on the agenda. And I am not seeing any hands raised for public participation either online or in the room. So we will
I don't have that.
continue on to approval of minutes for our January 13, 2026 special meeting.
You need a motion, don't you? So
If
you're
we
waiting for.
do, yes, we have a motion to approve the minutes
I'll
as
make a
is.
motion to approve the minutes as is.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded. Motion made by David, seconded by Rodney. Discussion.
Don't hear any.
I don't either.
So I have
Don't see.
Ross, I have a correction. Where it says at the very end, where it says the town ask was 1,034,805. The
Which
town
one are
ask
you, which when you say the
third
end,
book
J.
right above number five.
Okay.
I'm sorry, four, number four, the
Yep.
last paragraph, where it says that a budget ask is 1,034,805.
Yep.
805. That the ask was really the 237,067,34 minus away from that 1,034,805, making it 797,737,66.
Okay. Thank you, Jill.
You're welcome.
Any other questions, comments? Then, David, you want to amend your motion to include the change that Jill made?
Yeah, I'll amend my motion to include Jill's change of the costs or the ask in the last paragraph of number four. I'm not going to try to repeat the number.
And I'll second,
And,
amend my second.
okay. So, not seeing any other discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes unanimously by voting members
I
present.
will point out Tyler is
Oh,
absent from the
thank you.
vote.
Tyler is absent. He's also not here.
Doesn't have an absent me.
I guess so. Whatever.
Sorry, just heckling time.
Go and heckle. You are just like spunky tonight. Go for it. So let's go on with our discussion of the Kappa budgets. Jill, if you would be kind enough to share, and you're a mind reader too.
Yep, all set.
And let's go through, and I think you want to help us out with the color coding?
Yeah, it's actually on the second page, but so the green is, I believe, what Jim told us he was using for entitlement. It has to show up somewhere in the 5-year plan in order for us to use that money.
Jill, would you be able to just zoom in slightly? You got a little bit of margins on either side.
Yes.
I'm going to try to change the.
Oh, wait a minute.
Let's try immersive and see what happens.
No, that's not it.
Now,
No, or yeah, is it that
no,
better?
keep going. Keep going.
More?
Yep. That's not going to help.
That any?
Interesting. You're making it smaller. There you go.
Okay, you want it bigger?
Yeah, bigger.
No, where we were, no, I lost it. No, not, no, that didn't work.
You're over to your right, so just slide to the left of Excel.
Oh, yep, you're right. Yep, got it. All right, so let me try this again. How's that?
Better.
Better? More?
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, a little bit. I was like,
A little bit.
there, yeah, that's
There.
better. There you go. No.
So, again, the green is the Jim, and correct me if that's incorrect.
Oh, that's accurate. Those are the things that we are hoping to use entitlement funds for.
Okay.
So my suggestion would be to review the changes.
So the blue
Including
are new items.
so green is a change, blue is new, and yellow is the one we wanted
No,
to talk about further.
green is not new. Green isn't a change. Green, I just that's we're going to use the entitlement funds.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's not new. It was on there.
Okay.
Correct.
So
Blue is
entitlement
new.
funds, are those already existing funds or are they coming from?
Correct.
They're only existing.
Okay.
Well, that's right, because that was that chunk of change that we said we'd split up among several other places.
Yep.
And then yellow was the one that we just yellowed because we were going to come back to it again later, maybe.
So should we also show green as prior funds if the money already exists?
No, because it doesn't exist in capital reserve. It's going to be a
Okay.
green.
Got it. Okay. So
It's
it's planned
paid
for,
money
but it's
that's
not.
already there.
Okay.
Correct.
So it's not tax money. Got it. Just for purposes of tallying it up, can you add a row to the spreadsheet that totals the entitlement funds above the grand total?
It's kind of hard because it's all blown out of proportion for me now. And if I do that, I can give
Okay.
you the number if you'd like.
No, I can. Yeah, no, that's fine.
So which way are we going with this? We're looking for what?
Just looking at, I was going to say we should look at the items that have been highlighted because the rest of it is staying the same.
I know.
No.
As far as the budget's concerned, the only column you're concerned about is the FY 2027. That's the only thing that we're going to put in the budget for next year.
Correct, but we
The
still
other
wanted to make
ones,
sure.
we have to put the entire anything that comes out of that entitlement grant, we have to put it in our 5-year plan. That's why it's not in 27 because it's not money we're going to need next year, but it shows up. Because 20, 28, 29, 30, 31, that money, it's just a wish list at this point.
Yeah. So at one point, I know we were discussing the, I can see Bruce is here, the firehouse radio communication, and we had discussed splitting that up, didn't we?
Right, but Bruce was supposed to come back with that
No, Bruce is
information.
back. Who's
Yep,
back?
tonight.
Thank you,
So I
Bruce.
left it as is.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sounds like a good time to discuss it.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's why I threw it out there. What's the possibility, Bruce, of splitting that up into 2 years?
The 98,000?
Yes.
It split it between 27, 28, and then 39 this following year.
29.
29, no.
28 and 29.
Jill,
My
can you
second
shrink
quarter.
that a little bit?
What line item is
We
this?
can
I
see.
can. I can.
Firehouse radio
10.
communications number
Thank you.
10.
So it's
Yeah.
number 10.
So right, we're right here.
Just slide it to the left a little bit so we see where everybody can see what page we're on.
No, too far.
And it's item 10.
Yep.
Line 10.
Yes.
27 and 28.
So he's already got money in for 29. So what he's asking is, are you asking me to split it between 27, 28, and 29?
That's right. That's right, Jim. Yep. That's the question that you're being asked to me, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Correct.
Going to yield to my Lieutenant of IT and Communication, Chuck Rexroad. Chuck is the I'll let explain what he does on this on the outside, and then Chuck, your thoughts on splitting that up with the new system that we've just put in the apparatus.
So we need to get a certain number of the radios done at the same time on the frontline apparatus. Splitting it between 2 years is not a problem. Splitting it between 3 years might be a challenge.
So 3 years in 2029, Chuck, you're saying 39,000 is too far out?
I'm saying if that 98,000 is split into three pieces across the 3 years, that's going to be very difficult to do.
Understand.
No, so that would be split in
two,
yeah.
right? We
So
split
we were
98 into two, right?
yeah. So you're saying the 98.5 and the 39 need to be in 2 years, not split into three, or just the 98.5 just needs to be in 2 years and not three.
The 98.5. If it's split between 27 and 28, that's no problem.
Okay.
Okay.
That was the thinking.
Yeah,
That would be
right. They
ideal.
leave the 39 as is.
Yep.
Stop there.
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. So that's
Okay.
an acceptable move.
It sounds like that's acceptable.
Hey,
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
you need to know whether you can split it in half or there needs to be a little heavy in 1 year.
That's true. Yeah,
Well,
is there a desirable amount to split, or is like right in half an okay solution?
I think half is fine. We're planning pretty far out at this point, so.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Glad to help.
So is there. The highway 1 ton truck, we were thinking about taking that out.
Well, we talked about splitting it into a couple of years.
So,
Or moving it for another year if necessary.
my thinking on this would be to take it, split it in half or whatever you want to call it, and move it out to 28, 29, and take the half that we split and move it into our fund or our match on bonding, which was, what can we call that
Line,
fund?
I think that's line 52. Because we hit that line, we took a lot of money out of that line and we allocated it last year.
The Board of Selectmen's priority a couple of years back was to get water up 44. And when we do that, there's going to be a 20% match, and it's going to be in the hundreds of thousands, and we have zero for it.
And that would be a good thing because a lot depends on that. The plans that I've heard discussed. That
You
if you
can't keep
want to do
pushing.
housing, you
Yeah.
want to do businesses,
Right.
especially the
Yeah. You
businesses
can't get
you.
anything on the corner, and it sounds like the corner is going to be ready to
Well, we're not going to
develop
do
itself.
anything without the match
Yeah,
to the
no.
bonds.
Right. So you should have the match there. It sounds like it's very important because a lot depends on it, you know,
Right.
including if you want to get more businesses in, possibly more families, which then bring in more students, which then support the school. It sounds like there's a lot of different pieces that
There's a
rely
lot of
on.
different pieces.
That's line 51, right, Jim? Not 52.
No,
No,
52 is the Lyman Road Bridge.
bridge.
52
Oh, it's
is line
different.
52 for planning
Okay.
and implementing to town facilities and infrastructure.
The packet on the website is different than the packet here in person, then.
Yeah. Yes,
Okay.
because
It's
we added something and I had to get it.
yeah, the website.
No, what's on the online is what the on the website is different because we added that Thursday. The packet had already gone out.
We added line, was it 37 for the town hall website? So that's
39.
what's
I'm
showing.
sorry, 39.
Okay.
That's
Now,
why it's
37.
37.
What's 37
It's
on here?
37 here.
Town clerk's vault floor is 39.
Exterior door.
So what you're showing on the screen is different from this, Jill?
What's in there? It shouldn't be.
Because your line for the town hall website says 39, and my line for the town hall website says 37.
In the packet?
Yeah.
It shouldn't because
Because
I didn't add anything after I made them.
I printed this out after she sent, and that was the old
Unless
version.
my
I'm looking
numbers are
at
messed
the
up.
one on the hyperlink on the town hall website, and it's the old version.
Okay. All
Old version.
right, so, well, all right, let's forget the lines and let's look at what we have. So
Which is the
40, I mean,
official
four.
version? The one you're showing is the one we go by, Jill?
Unless, so when I tried to get into my spreadsheet, it wasn't coming up tonight. So unless my spreadsheet is not the same, but it, there shouldn't be anything. The only thing that was added was the all in blue. And that was all that was added from the other night, from the last meeting we had. So I'm not sure why.
Can you show me what you're somewhere above? Let's see, your library EV charging station is two off from what I have. You have 34. So somewhere up above there, something.
The blues are new, right?
Correct.
So that would be line 16,
it's those four, it's
19,
those four
20, and 21.
That's
a lot more.
Yeah, than what the offset.
Guys,
is.
It's still line number 37. The lines on the Excel spreadsheet are different than the lines on the actual chart that you're looking at.
No. I'm going by the lines on the. No,
I think Jill is going by the line on the Excel spreadsheet and not the line on the column.
There we go. Yeah, that's then right. They match.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So. We're going forward again. We're in sync.
Okay,
line 23.
It's the dump truck.
And then moving whatever portion of it down to line 50.
You mean 24, rather.
Yeah, line 24.
24, right.
So what are we doing with the truck, though? Are we moving it out again? I'm sorry, I missed that part.
Yeah, we're going to move.
We're moving it out, and then we're moving the amount that's there on the line item down to line 52, correct?
Because she's talking about a different line.
So are we splitting the 85, or are we just putting 85,000 in the 28 year?
Oh, do we want to do the whole 85? We got to put some, carry some.
Sounds like we need to.
You might as well just do the whole thing if it's already like a line item on here.
So the truck has to be replaced at some point. So the question is, do you want to fund half of it this year and put half of it into that?
When do you need the truck?
Or do you want to try to fund the entire truck in next year's budget?
When do you need the truck? Next year at the latest?
Yeah.
So then it would either be you fund it all next year or you put half this year, half next, and then.
But if you look at next year's take, it's 2.5 million.
Yeah, but that's not, unfortunately, that's not a real number because of those placeholders that we've put in there.
I think it would be more palatable to split it and to see the line item of 85,000. That was a big topic of discussion last year.
What?
The vehicles from
several
people that I heard from.
So you're saying?
Split the $85,000 in half this year and next year.
So leave 45, 40 to the truck with 20, 45 into the line 52 and then add some for 28. The other 40?
Mm-hmm.
Like that? You want it split?
So that would be split, but we're going to add 40 to 28. Yep.
So this year, so 2027 becomes 45, 2028 becomes 40, and then we're adding 40 down to the line 52.
All right. Let me go back and fix this. This is 45.
And this correct.
40. Okay. And then we're adding 40 down to this one, the engineering.
Down one to more.
Planning and implementing.
Okay.
Capability. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
The total should remain unchanged for this year.
Correct.
Did it though. No, it's not gonna match what you have because we also split the radio.
Agreed.
Correct.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we're adding 40,000 for a website.
And is that sufficient? Because I checked with Sue Ellen today. Her estimate was I think they had gotten some rough information, I think 2 years ago, she told me that number was from, and it was around 23, 24.
Yeah, 22,000 and change was the number. And we've asked for an updated quote, but we don't have it yet.
So I guess my question is, you feel 40,000 is still sufficient? Because I'd rather put a little extra and take it out later when they get their estimates.
Yes.
And this ask came from the selectman's office or?
This ask came from the finance committee because we have a lot of complaints from the public about the usability of our website. The members of the finance committee feel it's very difficult to use, and we feel that it's not a small amount. It's a small, relatively small amount of money to invest just for a specific ask from the public.
Correct.
We just need to make sure if we're going to spend it, that we get it done in a manner that's going to be maintainable and attractive.
Well, I assume there's a lot of research got to go into it.
Hope so.
They did, they did some initial research. I think it would be better to expand upon what they did, have some other input from other members of the town. Jim and I, we talked about this to get input, broader, input before going.
I'd like to know what issues people are having so that we can correct them. So if we're gonna, if this project moves forward, I think it's really, I know that it's cumbersome to use, and I'm not somebody that's on there every day. I do find that, I mean, I was on the Town of Tallinn's website recently, and I said to my staff that I found this website really easy to use. And they said, well,
That's the one that they
it's
were
Civic,
talking to.
this is Civic Plus, and Civic Plus is the web platform that we would propose to use in the future.
And Sue Ellen's told me that she said about 80% of the towns in Connecticut use it. This is this company's specialty.
And I think 40,000 is good because that would take care of any maintenance
Well, not
that we would need
maintenance. This
of the
is
site.
purely for implementation.
Correct,
Then
but
you
if
have
we
ongoing
need,
fees that are separate.
yeah, but if we needed, if it wasn't $40,000 to implement the site, we implement the site for $30,000. You have
Then that
$10,000
money,
and
you would have to decide where that money gets allocated because that would be leftover funds like we've had some of the others that
right.
we reallocated.
The maintenance of that comes out of the administration's budget, just like it does for all of our software.
Yeah, I just know when you implement a website, you're going to have tons of changes. So does that fee encompass, did the $30,000 encompass all the changes that will
Well,
take
that's why
place?
I was asking if we felt this was sufficient, because if you felt you wanted to put in another 10 and then we had some chance to do the research and then come back, it's easier to take out money as you learn more than it is to go and put it back.
I would also say, do we think it's going to happen like as soon as the budget gets passed, or is it going to take time? Because then if it then pushes some of the maintenance or the like the iterations of the website into 28, then you need to spend the money on.
Implementing a website is a very time
Yeah,
consuming task.
that's what I'm thinking as well. So like if the initial estimate 2 years ago was in the low 20s, then yeah, I think 40 for next year would be sufficient.
So you're suggesting we also put if this goes over to 2028, is that
I think putting
good?
a small number there for the iterations of the
Right.
website might be appropriate.
I agree because it's right now, this isn't going to get approved by the public if we're, until May or June if
Right.
we're lucky.
Right.
And if it goes longer, it could be as late as August. And then it doesn't leave much time to do anything with it this year.
Right.
So do you want to put another 20 in for next year?
I think 10 would be sufficient
For maintenance fees or whatever.
for
Or just iter yeah.
iterations of the
If it
design.
spills over into next year.
Right.
I think 10 would be sufficient
Yeah.
until we know more.
Yeah.
Right.
I know nothing web design. We do pay, but David had asked if we were interested in piggybacking on yours, but you have all education stuff, I think, right?
Yes, it's through Parent Square owns the I forget the name of it, something sites,
Right.
and they do our home school communication platform, and they happen to also own the same company that does the website. So when they had done it for the school, they did just both. I don't know if they do municipalities
Right.
as well.
If there's someone in town with connections that does municipalities like that, that knows or
Would be nice.
would
But I don't think it'd be worth reaching out to them, seeing that we're already paying for the service. If they do it, would it be worth looking into it?
It doesn't hurt to look into it because
Yeah.
we're going to have sufficient time between now and when this gets started.
I asked the person on our team that works with Parent Square this morning, and she said she was going to look into it and try to get some contact information
Yeah,
for
I
us.
would just say that these things usually is from my own experience doing IT implementations, including some website. This they you wind up with surprises when you get into all of these. You have to allow for it. It's better to have, you know, plan for surprises as opposed to shoot, we're out of money, we can't go forward.
So you're able to reach a lot of people through your website very quickly. And there's no answers or buts on whether they got it or find it or whatever.
So then why don't we go on with like 10,000 for next year and we can move on?
Yes.
Don't want to cut you off. I just want to get out of here. With good discussion.
His dinner's getting cold in his car.
We'll be having it out again.
I've never seen the Northern Lights before they disappear. So anyway, so Jill will go put the 10 grand in for 2028. Got it. Thank you. And then nothing and no other changes here for Board of Selectmen. I'm going to go over to Board of Education then, unless anybody had any other questions on Board of Selectmen. So there's no changes to Board of Ed then, correct?
Right.
You didn't discuss any changes last time.
Excuse me, Danae?
Correct.
Yeah. And then that past project reallocation is what we had discussed earlier. The monies that were applied elsewhere.
So that past debt, that total of 287. Can some of that also get put into line 62 for the bonding?
If you do that, you're raising your bottom line.
Can some of that get put into line 62?
Yeah, I do think I'm glad you brought it up, Ronnie, because it's very important because it isn't going to go anywhere if we don't have that the change up front that we need to,
and we know we're going to have to spend. And we've rated that heavily last year. Because we had, I think, almost $200,000 in that. And we took money out of that and reallocated it just to try to get a lot done because last year was a tough year for this committee.
So I guess my questions would be, we know that we're not going to be getting any money from DMV. We know that there's no reassessment. So are there any gotchas that anybody can think of that are different from what we had as gotchas last year?
I think you overrate the interest myself. I find it hard to say you're going to have the whole thing because you don't know what the interest rates are going to be for the rest of the year. So I think it's kind of like similar to the car.
Yeah,
the car tax where you're, you know, it's there, and it just goes away one day. And then what do you do? There's no plan to have something allocated to make up a difference on it.
So we had about, what, Jill, last year, $500,000 in interest, roughly?
Correct.
So then to Rodney's point, we should be expecting less.
We did budget less.
So that's a good point to bring up. So maybe 100,000, 150.
You have to remember that you have to have a certain amount of capital reserve of the taxes. It has to be a certain amount of the taxes that goes into capital reserve. Not only is it one mil, but it has to be a certain amount of the taxes. So you can't count on other funds or other revenue to do that, I believe. No, it isn't taxed though. But we, not knowing the mill rate, we're getting off talking about revenues, which we shouldn't do tonight. But we don't know what the grand list is. So that's, you're coming close to what, but I don't know. There may be some increases in the grand list, so.
Yeah, I realize we shouldn't be talking about, it's not an item, it's on the agenda, but it relates to, you know, the discussion of how much do we want to put into the capital, you know, into capital planning.
Right. But again, it all depends on the grand list that we don't have that number. And you can always take this number and decrease later if the selectmen feel that, or they can, after we give it to them, the selectmen can reduce it too.
Yeah, with all of these things, it's usually better to with the expenditures, over a club a little bit until we know, because it's much better to cut as we learn more than it is to go and add, you know, to say, oh gosh, we underclubbed this. We need to ask for another couple hundred thousand after you've already presented something to the public. You know, within reason, to be cautious is not to, and I don't think that we're being uncautious with this. It's a lot of thought going into it.
So is there a reasonable number to use of that 287?
287 is the projects that are done. All of that money goes back into capital reserve and reduces the cost of these projects that you're now coming up with. All of that is finished projects.
So we can't reallocate any of that to...
You, this is, no, you have, it has to go, this, you are, no, you can't reallocate it because it's...
You have just to, want to put a number out there that you want in the line 52. Just put a number out there so the guys can discuss it. The guys and gals can discuss.
So 100,000. Take 100,000 of that 287.
Just add this.
No, 100, yeah, he's
like, you can't do that though.
Do you want to see in line 52?
What do you want to do with it?
You can't take it out of the 287. Yeah. 287 just comes off the bottom.
Oh, okay.
So how much money? Okay. How much more money would you like to see in line 52?
Right.
So we just put 45?
You did.
40.
You put 40.
40. Well, I'm going to go back to the other one. Okay.
So put another 60 and make it 100? Is that it? Starting?
I don't know.
How much? No, you can make suggestions.
Right.
Well, so it's probably going to be a $400,000 match.
So if it's going to be a $400,000 match and you don't want this to go on forever, then I would say that it would be prudent to put in at least $100,000 a year for the next 4 years.
At least.
At least, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on how long the project's going to last, too, though. You can't.
Well, it depends how long the project is going to last and when we start, because this is also putting aside the money for when we do start.
And if we get to the end and there's more matches that we can go and grab from other grants or other potential.
Most of these you can't get.
This not having the money is keeping us from moving forward.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
like, this is a grant that we are likely to get when we apply for it. It is one that is not, it's a lot of work to put the grant together, but it's one that is most often granted for good projects. So, and yes. So the chances of us getting the grant when we apply for it are very high. So
Jim, is it a steep grant?
No.
Okay.
It'd be from the revolving water fund.
Okay. You have to be careful when talking about using other grant money, because like steep, they don't allow you to use the money you have to come up with out of other grants. So you
we're
have
not,
to be careful.
We're not talking about using
no, no,
other
no.
grant money.
No,
we're
no, no.
We're talking about putting the match together so that we can apply for the grant eventually.
No, I understand. But David had said maybe we can use other grant
yeah.
money.
Oh,
like, I'm saying, like, if we go over 400,000 based on either having more money allocated by the time we get to the end of the project or on interest, then we may be able to find other grants, but understand that there's terms and conditions of the
yeah, she, and she's yeah. right. Typically, we're required to have that match so that we have, you know, we have skin in the game. If
sure.
You will.
Yeah.
So they don't want us using other grants.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a question I asked specifically when we were working on the Lyman Road Bridge project, if we could use other grant monies, and the answer was absolutely not.
So then, what I'm hearing is we should put a minimum of $100,000 a year from 27, 28, 29, and 30, a minimum, if not more. And if this is important the way it sounds like it is, then we need to make sure we explain this very well
right.
to the public, and that this is a keystone, this is an investment that...
Mm-hmm.
If we don't do it, you're not going to get the business in. You're not going to get more families in. You're not going to make Bolton more attractive. And then that doesn't help with lowering your taxes or making the schools more cost effective by getting more students.
I mean, is 4 years too far? I mean,
could be.
Yeah. So,
depends
I mean,
on...
why don't we go with 2 years and we, you do know, we're putting another 160.
We're still debating breaking this job into like three different projects, depending on
right.
what project shows up.
Right. So if we get a decent amount of money in there, we may be able to phase this so that we can actually get started.
Yeah.
So
if
then
we did 200,000, 40 from the truck and 160.
So you're suggesting 160.
But again, it's that opportunity of like, would we start it right away? So, you know, what if we instead did like, you know, a total of the 200, so plus the 55, the 30 there. So it would be one, a line item of 145. And then,
oh yeah, that we do have 55.
Put the remainder of the 400K split between the next 2 years. That way we at least have something there that looks like, hey, this is how we plan to get to 400,000, mm-hmm. and you know, might have some leeway.
What do you think a good number is to start? If we had to start the project today, what do you think we would need?
All of it.
All 400,000. Well, you said maybe phasing. Well,
we were
so
thinking, what was it, $4-5 million project overall, somewhere around that?
Well, so without a water tower,
right. So with a water tower, it'd probably be closer to 6 or 7.
And you'd probably want the water tower to make sure you had sufficient pressure.
So if we want to get enough for fire suppression, and we want to eventually be able to go to the other side of the notch, a water tower is necessary. Yeah. I want to say the water tower was 3 million.
Was it?
Yeah. So it's an $8 to $9 million project in total. But we were thinking about potentially phasing it so that we could get to the corner of Cider Mill first. So that would give us some opportunity mm-hmm. for growth.
So, but we put nothing in the kitty.
And I want to say that was about 1.5 to get that far.
So do we have to demonstrate that we have the match up front?
Yeah.
So the first phase you're talking is 5 million?
No, probably 1.5 million.
So what would the
20%?
20%. No. I'm saying the total project cost
is
for phase one.
Between phase one, I think, is 1.5 if we can do it without a pump station. And that is not known yet.
So
we need to come up with 20%.
Yep.
Okay.
So be 2 million by the time we're done.
So let's say it's 2 million, then you got your 20%. That's your 400,000.
Yeah.
Right.
So then it sounds like if you want to get going with this, you have 200,000.
Yeah.
This
so
year,
if you put the 145 in the line, then you would have 200K between what we already have plus the next year's budget. And then you could split the remaining 200K either weighted heavily 1 year versus the other.
And that gets you, you know, potentially phase one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's definitely necessary.
So, Jill, did you get that, or do you need us
on that line?
So for 2027, put 145.
Yep.
And then put like 120 and 80 in the next 2 years to total to the 400K for that line item.
Or do you need it sooner?
Yeah, right. I was thinking in 2 years you'd have the 400,000.
80, not 180.
I'm sorry. 80, not 180. I'm sorry.
That's right.
So it sounds like you would want to have 145 this for 2027 and then 200,000 for 2028.
That's
And then you have your 400,000 by the end of 2028.
Right.
Okay.
By putting it in 28, you can always, depending on where the project is next year, you can split it or you have it.
I'd rather just put it in here
Correct.
Now to show seriousness and be able to explain it to the public that this is a dragging out. It's critical because if you start spreading it out, it doesn't sound like it's important.
Yep.
So at the moment, we're waiting for Manchester to approve the output. They had to do some work on their wells because they didn't have enough output or they were exploring that and they would be working their wells.
Okay.
And we're hoping that we can maybe get some of our clients to kick in some money too.
We're hoping we can get a public-private partnership at least for phase one.
Yeah. So then we're agreed then 145 for 2027 and then 200 for 28.
Yep. Thank you.
That's good.
Anything else?
No, I think I did my damage.
So then I guess we're at the point of consider possible action. Do folks feel that we are ready to forward this budget on to the Board of Selectmen for their job with it? And if so, I'd entertain a motion to that effect.
Do we have any final numbers or what are we?
Yeah, gonna... can we see right our there. Final
843,447,66.
See that. So 843,447.
So,
I mean, it's still less than what we started with at 997.
Yeah.
So,
and it seems to be focused more on the immediate priorities right. that we have.
And from what I remember of our discussion last time, it's close to the minimum that we would need based on the expected grand list and the new rate. But
It's a little over, so we're good.
Yeah. So,
I think you're in safe territory.
Okay, what's that number?
Hopefully we found it.
843,447,66.
That would be rounded. So it'd be rounded. Yeah. Yes.
So I make a motion that we use $843,447.66 for our CAPA budget going forward to the Board of Selectmen.
This is for fiscal year 26.
FY 26, 27.
Yep. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Rodney, seconded by Melissa. Further discussion? Seeing and hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And so I am abstaining from it. So it, passes by everybody else.
And Tyler's still
and
my
Tyler's hair. Absent. See, I said
I will
absent
send
this
out
time.
To everyone tomorrow.
Thank you, Jill.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Jill.
You're
then
welcome.
I'll entertain them.
I make a motion that we go see adjourn the meeting.
I have a second.
I'll second that.
Yeah. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
That was Rodney aye. And David.
Yeah.
Opposed, abstentions, motion passed.
I was still
thank
turn
you
up.
Guys.
Tyler's still